Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, heroes. My name is Agent Macy, and I'm excited for our training today because we are starting a new series called Armor. To kick things off, I want you to think about something. What do you think of when you hear the word armor? When I hear the word armor, I think of epic battles with hundreds of men dressed in clanky metal from head to toe, a princess in a tower surrounded by a moat with a fire-breathing dragon, medieval times. Not the medieval time period. You know, medieval times. The dinner show with the guys dressed like knights. You eat an entire rotisserie chicken and grab a souvenir cup from the gift shop on your way out. 10 out of 10, would recommend. Okay, back to armor. What is this armor that we're talking about? Is it actual armor? Like from the medieval times? Now that I think about it, I don't see anybody at the Hero's Gateway walking around with that kind of armor. And I mean nobody. Okay, well, there was that one guy, Ed, that I went through Agent Academy with, but we don't talk about Ed. Anyway, this armor we're talking about can't be physical armor because, well, I don't see anyone wearing armor these days. It's gotta be a spiritual armor, an armor that comes from God. Can you imagine how ridiculous that would be if we were all walking around wearing actual armor?
Did somebody say armor?
Oh no.
I'm dressed to impress.
Agent Jackson, what are you doing?
Well, we're talking about armor, so I decided to take this baby out for a spin. Ow, ow, okay. Ugh, I guess this armor is really heavy. This is real stuff.
Where did you even get that from?
The Tinkerbots. They mentioned something about the British Museum and returning it, but I really can't remember.
Oh boy. Agent Jackson, we're starting our series on the armor of God, but I don't think this is the armor we're talking about. I think you're a little mixed up.
Mixed up? No. Mixed up was when I got dressed yesterday and put my pants on backwards. Mixed up is when I called Dr. Scotty Dr. Potty by mistake in front of a lot of really important people. Mixed up is when I sleepwalked the other day and started making scrambled eggs in the shower. That was mixed up.
I think you're mixed up on this one too.
Wait. You're telling me that I paid that little Tinkerbot RRC 12,000 power volts and took 2.5 hours to squeeze, and I mean squeeze myself into this, and it's not even what the armor of God looks like? Do you know how long it's gonna take me to squeeze myself out of this? Agent Macy, I just realized that I have to go to the bathroom. This better not take 2.5 hours to take off. Ah! Okay, I've gotta go. Bye!
Okay, I guess the armor of God is kinda like that, but it's way more than just a physical suit of armor. The armor of God is spiritual armor that God tells us to put on every single day. Which leads me to my next question. Why do we need armor? What is this spiritual armor for? Well, it's for battle. You might think, Agent Macy, I know I declared war on my little brother this morning when he ate my Pop-Tart, but I didn't mean it. What do you mean we're in a battle? With who? Are we in a battle with people? Well, in Ephesians 6:11, it says to put on the armor of God to be able to withstand the devil's schemes, which are good for us to know. But if you keep reading, it says in Ephesians 6:12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. That might sound scary, but it's not when you know Jesus and know how to put on the armor of God. We are in a fight, but not with people. We are at war with the devil. The devil has declared a spiritual war on us. We put on the armor of God, spiritual armor, because it's a spiritual war we're in, not a physical one. The Bible says the devil will do anything to steal, kill, and destroy us. That sounds like war to me. So here's what you need to know. In order to fight a spiritual war, we must fight with spiritual weapons. We must defend ourselves with spiritual armor. But you and I don't have to be afraid because God has given us full access to these spiritual weapons and armor. We just need to know what they are and how to use them. God asks us to put on this kind of armor every single day. Ephesians 6 talks about what armor this is. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of those, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Whoa, that's a lot of armor. So what does all of this mean? Well, let's start with one piece at a time. This week, we're going to start with one of the most important pieces of armor because it holds so many other pieces of our armor together. When we put it on, it holds everything in place. Today, we're talking about putting on the belt of truth. So, wherever you're at, say this with me. Say, I will wear the belt of truth. That was awesome. What does wearing the belt of truth mean? We've already talked about how putting on the armor of God doesn't mean putting on physical armor. The same must be true for this. Let's think about something. What does a belt do? Well, they hold your pants up. Have you ever worn a pair of pants that were way too big? Maybe you got a pair of your brother or sister's hand-me-downs and it was like two of you could fit in there. Maybe you tried on a pair of your mom and dad's pants and they were so big they just kept hitting the floor no matter how many times you pulled them up. What do you need when this happens? Well, an excellent seamstress. I know a gal. My bubby is fabulous and cheap too. Wait, no, actually you need a belt. Why? Because belts hold your pants up. Belts hold everything in place. It's the same with your belt of armor. If you have no belt, you have no place to keep your sword or other weapons. Your belt keeps the rest of your armor in place. So why does God ask us to wear the belt of truth? Because when we know God's truth, it holds our entire lives together. When God's truth is in you and fastened to you like a belt, everything else in your life is held in its proper place. Psalm 25:5 says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long." Psalm 86:11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." Our desire at Hero Kids is for every hero to say, "God, show me your truth. Let me hear your voice and hear your word." Heroes, what God speaks is the truth. Everything Jesus teaches is true. Why? Because Jesus is truth. Jesus says it himself. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So how do we know if we're following the truth? We just need to follow Jesus. We need to become disciples or followers of Jesus. Jesus told the people how important it was to listen to his teachings, aka the Word of God. He told them that he could tell if they were really his disciples or if they really followed him if they held to his teaching. All that meant was they believed what he said was true and obeyed. It says in John 8:31, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus said that if we follow his teaching, we will know the truth. And that truth sets us free. Sets us free from what? Lies the enemy tries to make us believe. Remember, we're in a battle against the devil. He wages war against our hearts with lies. The Bible says the devil hates the truth. The Bible actually calls him the father of lies. John 8:44 says this, "He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." The devil loves to lie. He doesn't want you to believe the truth. When he lies to you and you begin to believe his lies as truth, things begin to unravel in your life. The devil is a liar, but God always speaks the truth. I know he wants to show you the truth today. Heroes, knowing the truth is so important. Allowing God's truth into your heart and putting on the belt of truth each day helps you to stand firm and strong. It keeps you from believing the devil's lies. When you decide to believe in Jesus, you become part of God's family. Ephesians 1:13 says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation." So today, I want to ask you a really simple but life-changing question. Have you received the message of truth that Jesus came to save you? Would you like to be a part of his family today? Do you believe it's true that Jesus loves you? Do you believe he loves you so much that he died for you on the cross and rose from the dead 3 days later? Do you believe he's coming back for us again and we all get to live with him forever in heaven? This is the truth. If you want to follow Jesus and follow the truth, will you pray this prayer after me? Jesus, I admit that I've sinned. I admit that I've messed up and I need you. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins to save me. Jesus, would you come into my heart today and be my very best friend? I love you. Amen. I'm so proud of you. If you prayed this for your first time, this is the start of your journey to becoming the hero God made you to be. All of heaven is celebrating you right now. I want to do one more thing before I wrap up. I want us all to put on the belt of truth. And I want to challenge you to do this every single day this week, right when you wake up. Right where you are, say our power truth. I will wear the belt of truth. Anytime you feel like you begin to believe the enemy's lies this week, remind him that you are wearing the belt of truth and you have God's truth inside of your heart. And that brings us to the end of today's training. We are so proud of you and we believe in you. This is Agent Macy signing off. Oh, before I forget, always remember, the world needs a hero like you.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.